USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something, and I think that I can speak for Republicans. They'd like to do something, but I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A negotiating team from the Taliban arrived in Russia, according to the Associated Press, just days after President Donald Trump declared dead a deal with the insurgent group in Afghanistan. Russian state news agency TASS cited the Taliban's Qatar-based spokesman Suhail Shaleen as saying the delegation held consultations with President Vladimir Putin's envoy for Afghanistan. It was the Taliban's first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison for a bribe to rig her daughter's SAT scores. A total of 51 people have been charged in the scheme, the biggest college admissions case ever prosecuted by the Justice Department. Prosecutors had sought a month in prison for Huffman while her lawyers said she should get probation. Huffman pleaded guilty in May to a single count of conspiracy and fraud. She must report for her prison sentence in 6 weeks and must pay a $30,000 fine plus perform 250 hours of community service. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
United States health officials are investigating low levels of a potentially dangerous contaminant in the popular heartburn medication called Zantac. For now, the Food and Drug Administration said patients can continue taking their medications. The agency has now said it detected a probable cancer-causing chemical in the medications, which are sold as both prescription and over-the-counter treatments. FDA officials said the amount of the contaminant barely exceeds levels found in common foods, but the same chemical has been linked to dozens of recalls of blood pressure drugs over the last year. The FDA is still investigating that issue and last month sanctioned a manufacturing plant in India that makes some of the medications. Roughly 80% of the ingredients used in the United States drugs are manufactured overseas. San Francisco's iconic cable cars will stop running for 10 days starting this weekend while they undergo the final repairs in a 3-year restoration project of the gearboxes that propel the world-famous system up the city's steep hills. Shuttle buses will run along the 3 cable car routes where historic cars typically travel at a steady 9.5 miles an hour, according to the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency. The agency said it needs to get the manually operated cable cars off the streets to rehabilitate the gearboxes that power the system that started in the 1890s. The shutdown is sure to disappoint many tourists who are visiting the city within the next week. The city says 7.5 million passengers ride the cable cars each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.